regular food.
This is regular.
I mean like hot dogs.
Hot dogs? Are you suicidal?
No, but keep talking.
Oh, this sounds like an argument. This is supposed to be a family day, remember?
Sorry, Harry.
All right. Oh, I got it.
Get ready to part with the money, because my boy's going to kick your team's butt from here to Tampa.
In your dreams, loser!
Laverne, come in. I was just about to explain the refreshments.
Explain them? What's to explain? Mustard weenie bun, the end.
No. See, Carol had to go with an haute cuisine Super Bowl theme.
Oh, Lord.
I've started with a field of vegetable pate tinted green with a puree of parsley and little goalposts made out of celery sticks. And here we have mussels to symbolize... Mussels! Get it?
Luckily, I brought something to symbolize the pig skin. Pork rinds!
Life goes on. And so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain.
You spend such a beautiful day sitting in front of the TV while all my friends are out in the fresh air backpacking.
Emily, dear, we have discussed this. This is our quality time, family time.
Yes, dear, this is Super Bowl time, an American institution.
Since when did you get so interested in football, Carol?
Oh, I hate football. But Patrick got a chance to go to the game, so I promised I'd watch for him in the stands.
Carol, the Rose Bowl holds over 100,000 people.
Ah, but Patrick will be wearing jeans and a yellow sweater.
Uh-huh.
All right, time for Super Bowl pregame time.
Welcome, fans. Yes, indeed, it is finally here. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, my, what a barn burner we got to do.
Damn cable. This never used to happen with rabbit ears.
You know, I'd be happy to hike over to the cable company and report this.
Sit down. You're not going anywhere.
Well, we got over an hour to the kickoff. I can probably get it working by then. Let me go in the kitchen and get some toast.
Great. So what do we do in the meantime?
I know. I've been working on some haikus.
How about what's a haiku?
You know, it's a form of Japanese poetry. I'll go get some of mine to read to you.
My Laverne.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I walked right into that one.
Haikus? Dad, give me a break.
Come on, you know your sister. When it comes to self-expression, she's in a class all her own.
Reading Chaucer in the original Middle English is truly a lyrical experience. Would you mind if I read a bit out loud? Good, listen. Upon the weed way, some del stopper in Asia, was Willem dwelling in a narrow cottage.
This is just what we need. We have to get arrested. That's the only way the people will know about our cause. We cannot rest as long as there is one plastic bubble protecting a chintzy gift sent to you by some guy who's trying to buy you off because he dumped you. Well, let me tell you something, mister. It's too little, too late.
Where was I?
What do you think? Well, look deeply, Barbara. These are not just any flowers. My flowers cry out. Let me drink. Let me drink. For my soul is parched. What a nut.
Yes, I have basic secretarial skills.
Well, no, I don't take actual shorthand, but I do have a very fast longhand. Oh, I'd be happy to send you a resume. What's the address? 7-6 could you slow down a little? I'm writing this down.
You talking to me? Are you talking to me? Well, you were looking at me.
Hasta la vista, bagel. Okay, Daddy, now tell me what you think of this. Ouch. Yes, Jumpy, that needle does hurt. But the medicine released into your bloodstream will stop that infection from spreading to yet another organ.
Carol, dear, I don't think we want to say that.
Well, Daddy, we can't lie to these kids. Complete honesty is essential.
Okay, well, let's come back to that. What's next?
Jumpy, you needed that shot because during the operation, you aspirated on your own vomit.
Doctor, how do you live like this? This toolbox is messier than a...
Than a what? Don't tell me you're at a loss for a colorful phrase.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing. I'm sure you can make your point with some far-fetched story from back in Hickory. She always has.
In my town, we didn't have dating. You washed your hair every Saturday night, and then when you were 14, you married your cousin. Don't worry now. These blind people can be very resourceful. We had one back in Hickory. His name was Dooley Tippett. Took an old bloodhound, turned him into a good guide dog. Things worked out real well till one day that dog spotted him a rabbit tearing into the woods and took Dooley on the ride of his life.
A letter from home, huh?
Tuesday was the saddest day in the history of Hickory, Arkansas. Uncle Walter died. He was loved by all.
Oh, Laverne, I'm sorry to hear that.
He weighed 672 pounds.
That's big.
One night I watched Uncle Walter eat an entire sack of potatoes, a couple of gallons of pork and beans, and a half dozen loaves of stale sourdough bread Louise Pritchard had brung back from San Francisco, where she's visiting her homosexual nephew Clifford.
You're kidding me.
I swear to you, she visits him once a year. He works in a nightclub where he dresses up like Joan Rivers. Anyway, Gravy Morlock's a fella back home, best dream interpreter they is. Now, it was Gravy figured out that Mary Lee Jenkins' dream was a premonition that her prize pig would meet with an accident. 2 days later, that pig was struck by lightning and died.
Wow.
Now, naturally, some people said it's just a coincidence. Others said it's bound to happen the way Mary Lee kept a lightning rod strapped to the animal. But I say Gravy Morlock is one of the wisest men ever lived, a true genius.
So can we call him?
No, he's not reachable. He's out of town and competing in the annual spit for distance contest.
Let's see, here's Grandma Hattie. Boy, she's a biggin'.
Once in 57, a hellacious twister come through town, knocked down houses, uprooted trees, wiped out everything except for Grandma Hattie and those 12 children and clinging to her fireplug leg. Town pinned her with the Hickory Medal of Valor. Actually, they stuck it right in her, but she didn't feel a thing.
Laverne, let's talk about this need you have for control. What do you think that's about?
Well, I guess it goes back to my growing up on the farm. Money was tight. It was up to me to bring in the cotton crop unless they foreclose on us. Luckily, we had the help of a kindly but blind boarder.
Wait a minute. Guys, that's a movie. That's Places in the Heart.
Did I say farm? I meant coal mine. See, Dew had just got back from the army.
No. That's coal miner's daughter.
All right, I'm pushy. I've always been pushy. I don't know why I'm pushy. I'm just pushy.
Hey.
I told you to be careful. That's what you get for making up all them stories about me.
Daddy, hurry. The match starts in 20 minutes.
Carol, I've told you. It's a game, it's not a match.
No offense, but would you guys mind if I blew this off?
For the millionth time, yes. This is a family day. Now sit down and enjoy yourself, damn it.
Greetings, gridiron fans. Want to practice our wave?
Charlie, we can't watch the Super Bowl. The cable's out.
You mean it was out till I shimmied up the cable pole, which, by the way, was worth it just for the ride down.
You fixed the cable?
I not only fixed it, I improved it. From now on, free Playboy Channel for the entire neighborhood.
Charlie, that's nothing but a weather map.
They're all the Weather Channel. Nice one, Charlie.
Now we'll never see the Super Bowl. I feel a haiku coming on. Little football man, you have left my TV set. No Super Bowl. Whoa. I have to write this down.
I better go check that cable pole.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Wait, where do you think you're going? I knew it. I should have gone to Pasadena to see the game.
Oh, you don't want to go there, Harry. They're expecting patchy low clouds.
You have terrible advice.
Hey, Carol. Was it hard for you to move back in with Daddy? Did you feel like he was interfering in your life, smothering you?
No. Actually, that was his complaint about me. But Barbara, that's a different story. She and Daddy started butting heads before she even unpacked her bags.
Oh, this is great. You're home!
Yay. Daddy, you said I could live here the same way I lived in my apartment. I mean, really, in my apartment, do you think I was celibate?
Yes.
Daddy, you're not the only one who's embarrassed here. Now, I know this is something we should have discussed and then eased into.
No. There's no discussion necessary.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? That means rule one, no shock.
Wait a minute. What happened to no rules? Why are you acting like this all of a sudden?
Barbara, this is not all of a sudden. This has been 5 very long days in coming.
Daddy, I said I was sorry about Chuck.
This is not only about Chuck. This is about the whole living arrangement. This is about nights with the television blaring from your room. Going in your room and finding not only the TV, but the stereo and every light in the universe on. Barbara Hoover Dam called. They're a little tired. Was hoping that perhaps we could turn a few things off. That's what this is all about.
Utilities.
Yes, utilities. Number 2, we turn things off, starting with Chuck.
Hi.
Barbara, dear. Considering the fact that you're going to be moving out in a couple of days, you won't have to put up with your dear old dad much longer. Can I say just one thing?
Sure, Daddy.
What the hell are you doing dressed like that? That is disgraceful.
I like it.
Yeah, look, I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and I think there is a chance that Hank is married. Barbara?
You are just unbelievable.
Here we go.
Barbara, wait!
Daddy, don't you think this is getting a little crazy? I mean, no matter who I bring home, you find something wrong with them. They're not good enough, they're not kind enough, generous enough. Who is it you expect me to go out with, Santa Claus?
Well, no, dear, I'm afraid he's married, too.
He's not married!
Of course he is, dear, Mrs. Claus! Are you telling me that you are considering...
That's right. Artificial insemination. I have a list of sperm banks right here. We've done a lot of research on the subject, Daddy. It's safe, easy. It's about like having your appendix out.
Yes, but you don't have to send your appendix to college. Barbara, having children is dangerous and difficult work. That's why parents usually travel in pairs.
Well, I don't see why I should obligate some guy for the rest of his life just because I need him for an hour.
When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me.
Fever,
That's it, folks. The show is over.
So you see, Emily, if Daddy yells at you or disapproves of you or tries to run your life, it's just because he loves you more than he loves me. Cool.
Hey, what's the big idea leaving the D-Sterl alone with no lovely ladies by his side?
Charlie, everybody knows that guys who talk about scoring as much as you do don't.
Blasphemer.
Honestly, what kind of woman could possibly fall for one of your lines?
A wide variety, a vast array. Babes from all walks of life and both sides of the tracks.
Being a meter maid is dangerous work, and very few people realize how important. You know, a lot of us think it would really upgrade our image to be known as meter analysts. Did you say you lived here alone?
Yep.
Who are these women?
Women?
In these pictures. Are they family?
Okay, sure. Good. I just stopped by to show off Gina. She has a, well, rather special talent.
I'm sure she does.
Give her a city. She'll give you the zip code.
Charlie, we have company.
That's okay. Gina's incredible. Go ahead, any city at all.
Syracuse, New York.
13212.
Is she something or what?
It's like Einstein in a tube top.
Amy, this isn't right. You sleep with me, you make me think you care about me, and then you walk out of my life just like that? Wait a minute, this sounds familiar. Where have I heard this?
How did you get to be captain of this ship at such a young age?
Well, let's just say I didn't sleep my way to the top. But that doesn't mean that avenue's closed off to you.
You're going to marry this woman because you have her name tattooed on your arm?
Yeah. It's an American dream, Harry. And it's coming true for the future Mr. and Mrs. Charlie Dietz.
This is weird, but I guess congratulations are in order.
Thanks, Harry.
Sure thing.
And to think I owed all of this baby. Hey, look, it's fading.
Well, maybe the guy didn't have enough ink in his needle.
What needle?
The needle he used when he gave you the tattoo.
Oh, I hate needles. This baby's pure magic marker.
Charlie, all you have to do to get rid of that is just scrub it off.
You mean I don't have to live with this for the rest of my life?
Right.
Or this? Pam? Scram. Girls, don't bother to wipe your feet because I don't care about my carpet. You're supposed to be in Vermont.
The trip was canceled, Charlie. What are you doing here?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Your gorgeousness?
Sweet dear.
You're wicked. I like you. Baroness Daphne Weston.
Yeah. But it's all in a day's work.
How'd it go, Daddy? Did you get the TV fixed?
I need a beer. What happened to all the beer?
Well, this fits right until the rest of the day. By the way, Carol, your pate is beginning to curl up around the end zones.
Oh, my God!
I'm surprised you're still here. But you'd be in the Himalayas by now.
Harry, Dad, Look, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Oh, come on. It's all right. It's okay. I can't blame you if you don't want to watch some dumb football game with your father.
I'm having a great time. It's fun catching up on what everybody's been up to around here. Well, all except for Dreyf. Good old Dreyf. He never does anything but sleep and eat.
Good news, Harry. The bitch is in heat.
I'll shop for a Hallmark card.
I mean it, Harry. The time is now. My purebred is ready to be sired.
So, what happens now?
It's all arranged. It's all arranged. Amanda's out there looking her best. This champion blue blood is on his way over. Sir Big Jack of Coral Gables.
Sounds like royalty.
Yeah, in a little while, there'll be a canine coupling of two pure bloods that will make me rich. Oh, my God, wait a minute! Cut it out! Stop it! Stop it! Quick, Harry, where's your garden hose? Too late, it's over.
Well, don't blame me. I only taught drivers to play roll over and dead.
No warning, no foreplay, just wham, bam, thank you, Amanda.
Okay, Carol, let her rip.
Yes, it's working.
Daddy, Emily! Oh, I think I see Patrick.
No, that's Mr. Peanut.
Ah, Laverne, you're incredible.
Well, it was a connector. I rewarded.
Way to go.
It's still a little fuzzy. Just let me tighten it up. But Carol, toss me them pliers.
Please?
Okay, go out for a pass, Laverne.
Buffalo, you're taking Dallas. Now, I distinctly remember why I chose Buffalo. I went to the drugstore that day. I bought toothpaste, dental floss, what's the point? Well, the point is, I got a nickel back and change a buffalo on it. Now, how often do you see a buffalo nickel? Don't you see? It was an omen, a foreshadowing, a foretelling. Hello?